Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on forbearance, on deliberation, and being kind, being lenient, being soft with the believers. And also not just being kind and soft with the believers. Today's hadith we'll see, even with animals, person shows akhlaq, shows kindness with animals, with people in general, what an attraction this becomes towards Islam. And with, as far as animals are concerned, because Allah Ta'ala has put life in them, this is a creature that has got life, it is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even that animal also respect it, show it respect, show kindness. This is the beauty of Islam. People often make statements and don't understand that Islam is barbaric. Islam has no culture. Islam is very cruel. But when we look at the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no other teachings, religious teachings that you find people making comments, statements about Islam. But yet you look at what teachings they have as far as treating animals are concerned, you won't even find that, the beauty that you find in Islam. So today's hadith we'll see that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about at the time of qurbani, at the time of slaughtering the animal, how much care must be taken that even that knife that is being used, that knife is sharp. In other words, don't cause that extra pain, that extra taklif even to that animal. عن أبي يعلى شداد بن أوس رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله كتب الإحسان على كل شيء فإذا قتلتم فأحسنوا القتلة وإذا ذبحتم فأحسنوا الذبحة وليحد أحدكم شفرته وليرح ذبيحته رواه مسلم. هذا أبو يعلى شداد بن أوس رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said الله تعالى has prescribed kindness, Allah has prescribed goodness in every matter, in everything that you do, show goodness, show kindness. In other words, do what you're supposed to do in the correct manner, in every aspect of your life. What you're supposed to do it correctly in every aspect of your life. This word shay covers everything. So here the hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, Inna Allah katab al ihsana ala kulli shay. Upon every single thing that you do, do it correctly, do it properly. Person is driving also, he should be driving properly. Person is slaughtering this animal, he should do it properly. Person is doing a business deal, that business deal should be done properly. Person is a builder also, when he is building, his building work should be done properly. Everything done in sequence as it ought to be done. A person is a painter, he is doing his painting should be done properly. Person is a plumber also, his plumbing, the way he does his plumbing should be done properly. Like that, the person is a professional, the person is a dentist, the person is a doctor, the person is an engineer. Whatever we're doing, Allah kulli shay, Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written goodness for every single thing that you do. It doesn't matter what you do, so long as you're doing something, do it properly. So like that, when we're making a wuzu also, we should be doing it properly. Reading our salah, we should be reading it properly. When we're speaking to people, we should be speaking in a proper manner. So anyway, here with animals, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that, so when you kill, kill well. And when you slaughter, slaughter well. So in other words, if a person has to kill an animal, for whatever reason, person is eating it, person needs to consume the animal, Allah ta'ala has made it halal. So do it in such a manner that you do it well. Don't cause any kind of taklif to that animal. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to explain even further, each of you, each one of you should sharpen your knife and be comforting to the animal that he is slaughtering. Don't put that animal to any type of extra difficulty. Be a means of comfort to the animal in the sense that when you're cutting it or slaughtering it also, it's done very, very quickly. That whole process is done easily. You're not causing any type of discomfort to that animal. Under this ulama, I explain even further that when an animal is being slaughtered, then also it should not be shown when it is taken to the place of slaughter, or when it's kept in the pen also, it should not be shown that the other animals are being slaughtered. It should be hidden, it should be covered, so that an extra distress is not caused to that animal by seeing other animals around it being slaughtered. Because these things also, these animals also can perceive, they also can understand what is happening. So because of that, take that extra precaution and don't allow it to see the other animals being slaughtered or skinned, etc. Then the other thing ulama explained is, even when taking that animal also to the place of slaughter, don't just drag that animal and take it in a dragging manner. That animal also goes through so much of difficulty. Try and take it in the most decent, carry it in the most decent or the most easiest way that won't cause it too much of distress. The other thing ulama explain is that animal also, when it is kept, person has kept it in the pen, person has kept it at some place, then ensure that you're giving it sufficient food, because you now have taken the responsibility of closing this animal up and not allowing it to go freely to find food. So now, because you have done that, ensure that you got sufficient food for this animal, sufficient water for the animal. Look at the care that Islam takes. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding what beauty Islam has. They were coming from Jahiliyat at a time when to take their own daughters and bury it was nothing. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is actually showing them kindness, courtesy even to animals. This is in such a short period of time, such a revolution had come into Sahaba. So this shows us the beauty of Islam, the power that Islam has. All we need to do is bring the true Islam into our lives. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.